John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Today is May 10th. The Yankees will start a two-game set against the Blue Jays, and we will be discussing the depth of the team, the schedules, and an AL East check-in, as well as some other stuff. So let's do it, enjoy it, have fun, and talk some Yanks. Hello and welcome to Talkin' Yanks presented by SeatGeek. My name is Jimmy. Sitting next to me is young Jake. And in the corner, we have producer BBD. It's episode number 742 of Talkin' Yanks. As I said, it's presented to you by SeatGeek. You can download the SeatGeek app or use the website. The app's pretty cool. And get tickets to any event, sporting, musical, maybe even just an event to Jake eating. If you wanted to host that, I think you could, and we could sell tickets. I don't know if people buy them, but SeatGeek would put them up for sure. They're our friends. If you want to buy Yankees tickets, they got you. You can use code YANKS. The app tells you which seats are good, which seats are bad. Good deal, bad deal. Very easy to use. Thank you to SeatGeek. Use code YANKS for $20 off your tickets, your first purchase. Your first purchase. Get your pape, yeah? Get your pape. Baby born with tree heads. Jake, how you doing?
James, BBD, everyone live in the chat. You are buoyant today, Jim. I love it. Good to see you like that.
It's a stick. Having a stick in my hand makes me more
aggressive. I think a little bit
of
the stick. Getting ahead of it. I love it. I'm good. We're talking Yanks week. The regs know, but I'll inform the noobs. We recorded yesterday, end of series.
We did.
10 out of 10 episode. Top 75% of episodes we've ever done.
I thought it was a good episode.
We're recording today. Some sharp stats. Some AL Beast checking in on our friendly foes as we are officially crossed the one-month point of the season, and America's favorite. Just a little bit of guess the lineup at the end of today's episode. For those wondering and watching on the YouTubes or the Facebook machines, this is my Philadelphians minor league cricket jersey. Proud fan, boing boing, that's our phrase.
Wow, baggy.
We haven't stolen from any other team.
West Albion.
Nope.
Albion coming for you.
And we're good. Wild week. Wildwood, New Jersey. Shout out. How are you doing?
It's different. It's different. Oh. I'm doing good, man. I floor hockey stick in my hand feels great. It's really up to my energy
levels. Floor hockey stick.
What's that? Floor ball stick, my bad. How would you say the name of the company? Sal? It's right there on the end. Salmine?
Salming.
Salming. Or is it Samming, like salmon?
Samming or Salming.
Don't know. Don't speak Finnish. Okay. Anyway, someone in the chat said, wonder what Jake's top five worst apps are. Maybe the first four that you weren't on go in there?
I actually am a big fan of those apps. Those are kind of top 20% for me. Was re-listening to those with Joe's yesterday. No, we're going to rank all the episodes at the end of the year like we do every year.
Every year.
So.
Let's talk about the Yankees.
Yes.
We have the queen of stats, Katie Sharp.
Was texting her yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She went skiing. She's still ski mode.
Denver? Still got the snow? Yeah,
they still got snow in the mountains.
Well, okay, she called in a voicemail to talk about the depth of the Yankees. And it's actually, you know, I was like, I knew some of it, but I'm interested. I'm excited to hear how she puts everything in order for me. So I'm ready. We're ready. Sharp Stats.
Sharp Stats doesn't come in a jar.
Sharp Stats come from who you are.
Hey guys, Queen of Stats here. And well, yeah, things are really good in Yankee Land right now. And I think one of the things that people have been noticing is just how different this offense feels and looks compared to last year. So I wanted to put that into context, put some numbers behind it for you. And it all started with a tweet I sent out over the weekend about sack flies. That's right. The Yankees have 9 sack flies this year, and through 22 games last year, they had exactly 0. They didn't get their 9th sack fly until their 59th game last year. And another one of those things last year that we just hated was all those GDPs, grounded into double plays. Well, last year, the Yankees led the majors in grounded into double play rate at 13%. This year, they're at 9%, which is exactly below league average. So that's a huge improvement there with the double plays. No. Another thing that frustrated us so much last year was all those solo homers.
Yeah, this is last week's episode. But that's the one.
It's a great voicemail.
That's the one I just downloaded, BBD, so I don't know if.
It's a good voicemail. Times are still good.
I downloaded that one today, so maybe that's. I think that's the one you emailed me. Our bad. I thought she was recapping and then was going to add a second element to it. I was like, how is this spinning into
the
depth?
I've been loving the sack flies and non-double plays.
Yeah. Like, how is this going to spin into the depth? Like, is it our depth pieces that are doing this?
Always willing to talk about that.
BBD has sent me the new one, but it has not come through. There it is. Here we go. Our bad.
Hey guys, Queen of Stats here, and this week I want to talk about the Yankees lineup depth. That's something that we know was sorely missing last year, but we are back with a vengeance this year. So there's a couple different ways to define it, and what I'm going to use here is OPS plus, which is adjusted OPS. So 100 in that score, in that stat, is a league average, and anything above that is above league average. Anything below that is below league average. So you wanted to look at the number of players on the Yankees that have at least a 105 OPS plus, so that's just, you know, slightly above average, and at least 75 plate appearances this season. There are 8 of them, and that is the most in the majors. So the Yankees have the most, basically the most above average offensive players getting a, you know, a good amount of plate appearances this season. Of any team in the majors. The other cool thing that I noticed was that of the players with the top 8 players on the Yankees in plate appearances, so that's the guys that are getting the most plate appearances this season, the top 8, they all have an above average OPS plus. The lowest of that group of these top 8 players in plate appearances is Josh Donaldson with a 107. So basically, the players that are hitting the that are getting the most plate appearances are also hitting the best for the Yankees. That's a pretty good formula. And then last year, I know we talked about black holes. That's basically that position in the lineup that is just dead. Well, the Yankees, they have only one player with at least 75 plate appearances and a below 80 OPS plus. So that's worse than 20% below the league average. Unfortunately, that's Joey Gallo. It does not take into account, obviously, the catcher tandem because they don't have enough singles. They don't, individually, they don't have enough plate appearances to qualify for that, but together they would. And if you want to think about comparing that to the rest of the league, the Red Sox have 5 players with at least 75 plate appearances and an OPS plus below 80. So, yeah, the Red Sox are in a lot of trouble right now. And if you want to compare to last year, too, how bad it was, the Yankees really only had 3 lineup regulars with an above-average OPS. That was Judge, Stanton, and Rizzo. So one of those guys only was there for half the season. And finally, I want to talk about how the Yankees rank in terms of OPS at different batting order positions. So I thought this was pretty cool. They rank 6th or better in OPS at the following batting order positions. Number 2, number 3, number 5, and number 7. So up and down the lineup, these guys are getting above average OPS production. That's pretty good. All right, talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you very much to the Queen of Stats for chiming, for calling in, and making us smarter. So, to recap, we are talking about the Yankee depth this year. Something the Yankees were good about, really good in 2019. I think even 2018, there was a little bit. And then 2019, it was like a depth team. 2020 is a weird year because you had the player pool. Last year, it was one of the bigger problems. There was no one to turn to. Right. And it was Odor. And, I mean, they started the year with, like, no depth. They started the year with
even depth.
Bruce. Yeah, there was just nothing. They tried to replace from other places. So this year, that was an area that they tried to fix. And we're mostly talking about the depth of the lineup here, not like minor league players and like reserves.
Depth
and the
of guys
bench.
That have been playing.
Yeah, the guys that have been playing. Do you have a favorite stat here? I mean, I didn't realize they led the majors, both leagues, in the amount of players that are above 100 on the OPS plus, which is OPS is slugging plus on base. So do you get on base? Yes. When you hit the ball, do you hit it hard for multiple bags? Yes. And then park adjusted with the plus on it.
Depending where you're playing. So, yeah, Katie said Donaldson there was the low man at 107. I see IKF and Glaber at 103, 102, and that would be the Yankees' top eight. So I'm not sure.
Well, Gallo also changed. I think this might have been before the last game or the last series.
Yeah, but it, either way, the point stands that, A, and something I think I'm going to be talking about on tomorrow's Talking Baseball, offense is so down across the league that when you think about it, Donaldson, who I, you know, last episode I was talking about still waiting for him to click and go, he's technically been above a league average player so far with a 220, 336, a 688 OPS. Now, normally, like, your league average OPS is going to land in, like, the 7-1, 7-2s. This year, the offense just ain't happening around the league, and you can point to some dead balls. Everyone loves the good weather excuse. For me, I think the biggest thing is just pitching is on a, like, it's the 90s, and internet has gotten to pitching, and it hasn't really gotten to hitting yet. Like, they're still watching the Sunday TV shows, while pitching has just gotten gnarly. That Gleyber Torres, Jim, and I know he's been clutch, and we told you he's been clutch, and then he was more clutch. Jim, I'll read you Gleyber's stat line. In a normal year, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
220, 258, 685 OPS. That has him as a plus hitter so far in this young season. And I love the way Katie teed it up because we're going to talk about the Sox a little bit later. That, yeah, man, it's insane what's going around the league that the Yankees are kind of the class, one of the classes of hitting so far in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. And you know that Judge and Rizzo had a really good start. Stan's kind of been on the rougher end, but he's had moments and the little mini stretches of kind of thunder with the bat. DJ's been good. Hicks started off hot. But, yeah, to think comparatively, you want a deep lineup. And I remember after the first series when against Boston or they won the first two games or whatever it was, they asked Stanton or they asked, I think Stanton, like, well, how do you describe this lineup? And he was like, no, quit. And we as fans of a team, you judge your players against your own guys. So that's been the unfortunate thing for a lot of players that have come through is you get compared to Judge. Or back in the day, you got compared to Jeter or A-Rod. And not compared around the league, especially for positions, center fielder, catcher, shortstop, that kind of around the league. Those they don't put up those numbers. I wouldn't have guessed that the Yankees have the most in their lineup with above average OPS plus. And I wouldn't have guessed that in those, they say, in the batting order spots of 2, 3, that's Judge, Rizzo, they've been rotating. 5, that's been Donaldson. Who's been 5? Glaber's got a couple. Donaldson, DJ.
DJ.
They're the 6th or better out of all 30 teams. They're top 6 in the 5-hole. That's been a rotating spot. And then 7-hole has been Gallo, mostly. That doesn't add up to me, but I guess the league is struggling. That's the Yankees are good. The league is struggling right now, and the Yankees are struggling not as much as the league is, comes to hitting. And that's why you have a lot of these 600 OPS that are above average when you compare them to league. I really like the adjusted stats because it's kind of – baseball always wants to compare to history. It's pretty good to compare to your contemporaries and, like, the rest of the league.
And that's where I think – Jim, I'm going to try to bring some things into perspective with numbers.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I like numbers.
Jimmy, Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes.
His first full season with the Yankees, 2018. Not a juice ball year, right? It was 2019 and 2017?
17 and 19.
So 2018 was Stanton's first year with the Yankees. He finished, you remember he had the hammy stuff, but he was playing every day. 266, 343, and 852 OPS. 38 homers, 100 RBI. His OPS plus that year was 130. DJ LeMahieu, right now this season, just clicked off his page, his adjusted OPS plus is 129. And DJ LeMahieu is hitting 283, 359, a 761 OPS. So DJ's OPS is about 100 points off from where Stanton's was in 2018 when he first came over. Yet, comparatively to the league, they're doing the same thing. So, offense is really down. I honestly, as we get deeper into the world of baseball and knowing what we know and knowing what we don't know, if you don't think something's going to happen later this year, either with the baseballs or something to get offense going, it's almost kind of a pretty good body of evidence now that that will happen. And then the other thing that I do think will tie into the early part of the season is that there was more pitchers. And, you know, how often do we talk about, you know, third time through the batting order? And, oh, this guy's got bad numbers third time through. Or hitters, oh, I get to see him a third time. Nobody was doing that. The Yankees, literally, like, you know, spring training 2.0. We talked about it. So I think as that stuff continues to go, we will see some of the hitting numbers around the league climb up. But, yeah, I mean, what the Yankees are doing right now is pretty solid. And, I mean, it's even funny, like, Joey Gallo has a positive B war this year. It's
really?
Yeah. 0.1. So we do have to, at times, keep ourselves in check a little bit that
how?
We're a month in.
How does he have a positive B war? That's why war never makes sense, man. Like, what is he? How is that?
Caught a couple balls running, couple homers, nobody hitting. I don't know. I don't
doesn't
know.
Add up.
Ask
all.
The B war guys. But yeah, it's still very early in the season. We have 1 month of evidence. And, yeah, how much have we talked about the pitching? And we've talked about how elite they are, and our bullpen's gross, all our starters are nasty. And it's funny, we just played Katie Sharp's email from last week, and that wasn't an incident at all. That was so I could say this.
Hmm.
That they're playing really good defense, too. That they're doing the sack fly stuff, that they're, like, you know, I saw the tweet before this that the Yankees have less errors than Tim Anderson, White Sox starting shortstop. So, hey, tough for Tim. Still like him a lot.
Yeah.
One of my favorites around the league. The Yankees are playing a good brand of baseball all around. And, hey, let's A plus B equals C. They're 20-8. Kind of adds up.
It does add up. In the voicemail
right
from Caitlin. Is that her first name? Is it Catherine? No idea.
I don't know.
She talked about how offense is down around the league, talked about how the Yankees are not down comparatively. She mentioned the Red Sox being pretty brutal.
Yes.
Another conversation we wanted to have was a little check-in, because it's very odd that at this point in the season, we haven't played a game at Fenway. Maybe it's not odd. It just feels like it. We haven't played a game at Fenway yet. We haven't played the Rays once.
Yeah.
And we have two more series against Baltimore before either of those happen. And we don't go to Fenway in a while. We don't play the Rays for a while. So They've kind of just been existing. If you don't follow around the league, you might not know what's going on. So we wanted to do a little catch up there because we know the Yankees compared to the rest of the league are hitting better. But compared to the AL East, we know the Yankees are in first place. But maybe some people want to know, and I kind of want to dive in it with you and like, what's really happening? Who do we need to worry about on the Rays that we're not worried about when we finally see them? Everyone, probably. Anyone you don't know their name. And then on the Red Sox, like, is that salvageable? Because there's some players over there that it's odd.
You Roman ready to talk about
it? I am Roman ready.
I was hoping so.
To talk about it. I have my stick in my hand.
Full boner under the desk. He's not showing you right now.
Yep, I've been ready for a while. But if you aren't and you are trying to figure out why you're not, you can go to GetRoman.com/Yanks today. They will have you talk with a licensed U.S. professional. You get a free online evaluation, ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. It's completely confidential, totally discreet. It ships to you free, the two-day shipping. All you got to do is go to GetRoman.com/Yanks. Complete your online visit. If you're prescribed, you get $15 off your first month of treatment. Make sure you're ready, unlike the Red Sox. Doesn't seem like they're ready ever. They weren't ready for the season. They didn't think it was going to happen. They doubted it. They did not prepare. So failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you want to get boned up and have sex, and you can't, go to GetRoman.com/Yanks.
Pills for that.
Yeah, pills for that.
If you're prescribed.
You're prescribed. Yeah. It's true. Okay, Jake, let's take a look around the league. As far as just
the East.
The East. The division. Here's how it sits as we talk about this on May 10th. Yankees are in first place, 20-8 record. The Tampa Bay Rays, second place. They just recently jumped the Jays. As we chat now, the Jays are in third place with a 17-3 record. Orioles are in fourth, 12 wins, 17 losses. And the Red Sox are in last place, 10.5 games back. That's a big number.
Jim, we were discussing beforehand how we start with this, and I think we actually just stumbled into it reverse. I think it is the Red Sox because of what you just said. Fangraphs. They give playoff percentages, and early on in the season, they fluctuate a lot. But I think we know the Red Sox had a bad first month. They were blowing saves. They're not hitting. 10-19, it has them as a 1% chance to win the American League East.
Oh, man.
1%. It's a computer, sure. What do they do? Joking always.
Always joking.
Red Sox had an awful, awful, like no good, very bad day to start the whole season.
Yeah.
The first month.
When did the season start last year? August, April 3rd or April 1st?
April 1, March 31st. I don't know. BBD's on it.
So if it's April 1, on May 1st last year, the division. The Rays were in fifth place a month into the season, and they were four games back in the East. You know, I remember in 2019, the Yankees had a slow start, I believe. They were two games back after a month out. Maybe it was 18. There's one year where they had a really slow start, and they made up for it. They caught the Red Sox, and then eventually the Red Sox came back. That's a big hole by the Red Sox. That's tough. And we talked about the winning streak for the Yankees last year when they did the Field of Dreams and they were on that whole stretch and they were fun. That whole time, they were climbing back up. They were chasing. So, man, I know they got the lead on the Rays and the Jays and the Red Sox are distant, but it'd be fun. And because of schedule reasons, it would be fun to have all of the top teams bury the Red Sox even more. Like if that number gets to 15 before June or July, they're done. That's way too deep. And the Yankees play them 9 or 7 times in July and then a bunch in August, and then two series in September. And at the start of the year, you look at those and you're like, those might be dogfights for the for like a wild card or a second seed or third seed. If we turn and the rest of the division and the Red Sox themselves help turn those games into helping pad leads and not trying to like fight with someone, that'd be really nice. So let's band together, Rays and Jays, when you're not playing us, beat the Red Sox. Let's bury them. It would be beneficial for the Yankees schedule. They haven't been to Fenway yet. It'd be nice to go there and it'd be fun.
Jim, the other side of the coin there is these Red Sox have been playing so bad with this crew, it almost might be like, hey, why don't we keep rolling them out there? Like, we don't want you trading away guys and calling up new dudes.
Hungry dudes. I like that. So let's keep them around 11 games, 12 games out.
The part that's crazy, if you told Red Sox fans that Xander Bogaerts and JD Martinez and Rafael Devers, I can't get that one down with the accent, really. They all have good OPSs and OPS pluses. Devers, you know, he's hitting 308, 811 OPS. JD, 855. Xander, 865. Everyone else is a dud. Wait, let me bring up one number because this is wild and crazy stuff, Jim.
Is it a doll box?
No, it's our friend Joey. Joey Gallo has a 608 OPS. The Red Sox, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9th most at-bats are all below and 4th. Joey Gallo would have the 4th highest OPS of Red Sox regulars.
And he's the only regular. He's our worst regular.
Not counting the catchers, yes.
Yeah, because they don't count as regulars. Right. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So, again, putting the season into perspective and the lack of hitting and how bad things have been in Boston. Holy smokes. I mean, we have a crew of friends that are big Red Sox fans and can have a honest Yankees-Red Sox conversation with a little nipple twist in there when you need to. But, man, they are in the dumps. And honestly, like, they've gotten a little bit of pitching. Evaldi's been good. Waka was good. He just went to the IL.
Rich Hill, also decent IL. Whitlock's been really good.
Transitioning.
I think Halk had a rough one recently or a couple. But Evaldi's been good, so there's pitchers to watch out for. They've blown a ton of saves. So my thing is let's collectively bury them so we don't have to worry about them that much. It'd be nice. One less thing, you know, and then it's just us and the A's.
Don't let them get juice.
Okay.
Don't let them go from – how many games are they at? 8, 10?
10 and a half.
Don't let them go from 10 to 7, and then it's 7 to 5, and then they're playing dirty water, and, you know, we're on the Amtrak in a fist fight. That's a Boston update.
Want to hear something, like, kind of, you know, I do think strength of schedule in baseball, eventually it levels out because everyone plays a lot of games against a lot of teams. And you look at the Red Sox, like, maybe they've been playing a bunch of tough teams. Mm. No. They're tied. Uh-uh. They're zero strength of schedule. They're average.
Neutral. Haven't been able to play themselves.
17th. Tied for 14th, I guess. So, bad. The Yankees, we've had a very easy schedule so far. And it remains easy for kind of the rest of May. But after these two games against Toronto, you got a lot more Baltimore. You got some easy ones. So, on the other hand, the Blue Jays, who are hanging with us, they have had a pretty hard schedule, 6th hardest schedule thus far, and they have a winning record. We play them twice this week. If you watch it on Yes Network, we just played them twice. And hopefully it wasn't a split and we swept or didn't get swept. But you want to do the Blue Jays a little bit? They're good. We've seen them.
Yeah, we're about to see them back-to-back. I mean, Vladdy Jr., you know he's going to be a perennial MVP candidate for the next decade or so. Hopefully the last couple years of that decade are in pinstripes. If you've been watching the games, you know Espinal is everywhere. He's actually been one of the best second basemen in the American League this year. And he's a guy that coming in this year, we would have said, like, well, he might be a bench guy for them. So he's filled in really well. Bo Bichette's interesting. It just always feels like that guy's making a highlight, but his numbers offensively and defensively are pretty bad this year. And then, I know they had who's their outfielder that I love? Teoscar, he got hurt for a little bit, and that's actually when they, I don't want to say they started to slide, but they went from hot to not hot. I think he's back now. He is such an underrated part of their, especially their offense, back-to-back silver sluggers, like the consistent bat he provides in the middle of their lineup. And he had started doing it this year. So Blue Jays are good, man. Blue Jays are really good.
I think they're going to be the battle a lot of the season. The Rays are an interesting one, Jake. We have not seen them yet. They change players a lot. They have do things that they're doing a lot. I don't know the answer, so we're going to do a little exercise here and inform people. Maybe
one last thing about Toronto really quick. Interesting, they're kind of not doing anything well. Their starting pitching ERA, their relief pitching ERA, even their offense, it's all very middle-of-the-pack numerically.
I think Kikuchi's and some other starters have killed the starter ERA because Manoah, Gausman, Berríos.
It's kind of just Manoah and Gausman at this point. The other guys have all kind of hiccuped.
Berríos had a couple good starts. His first start was awful.
So
Yusei was going through it for a little bit, but we saw him maybe find something last time he faced the Yankees.
Well, he faced him today, I believe.
Berríos, 2-1, a 5.34 ERA in six starts. So, I don't know. Something to watch. Like, they're super talented and maybe haven't even, like you said, playing a...
Oh, Berríos had his terrible first start, and then he just had another bad one against Cleveland.
So, I don't know. Again, just interesting to circle because we still don't fully know this like team's identity, and it's kind of why we weren't bullish on Toronto. It wasn't being like mean Yankees fans. It's in baseball, you gotta earn your keep a little bit, and they have so much talent, but we haven't seen them do it for 162 and then even like a playoff series. So I don't know. Interested to see at some point this summer, are we going to be saying the Blue Jays offense took off, their pitching took off, or they're so talented, it could be both. So, to your Rays.
Yes, the Rays. I have a little note for you here, Jake.
Okay.
They have the same strength of schedule as the Yankees. It's a -4. It's the Yankees have, you know, they have it as 25th and 26th, but they're kind of tied for both 25th easiest schedule thus far in the season, the Yankees and the Rays. But the Rays have only won two games against an opponent over 500. They're 2-5 against the good teams they've played. The Yankees are 7-3. The Yankees have beat the good teams when they have played against them. The Rays have not. They've handled the bad teams, and they've played a lot of bad teams. And yeah, I just really, we haven't seen them. It feels odd. It feels like the last couple years, they played them. It was so perfectly spread out that around every two-week corner, it was a series against the Rays. That's how it felt last year. So it's kind of odd to not see them at all. Just looking at their numbers, G-Man Choi is having a really good season. Platooning still, it seems, or I think he was injured and came back. Familiar foe. Wander Franco, the stud shortstop phenom, is having a really good year. We're going to have to worry about that guy for a long time, unless they trade him away. And Manny Margot, in his action, he's been really good. Then they just probably platooning everyone about. Is there a pitcher we need to worry about? Or have you been tuning in?
Jim, you know when the Rays traded Austin Meadows before the season, it kind of fully turned me on them. Like, I had my normal Rays wall up, and then that kind of just broke me where I was like, God damn it, Rays, you can't do this. They kind of can because they're the Tampa Bay Rays. I think the storylines, the Rays are going to raise, man. Shane McClanahan, I think he deserves some love. He is some real strikeout numbers, 47 strikeouts in 32 innings. One of the hardest throwing lefties in the year. He's 25 now. He's got playoff experience. He's been in the show. Drew Rasmussen is just a definition of a Ray. This guy was like doing bullpen stuff, and now he's like a high-level starting pitcher. And Jim, you know what I'm excited to see. It's our old friend Corey Kluber. Five starts at 2.36 ERA. Our Trevor Plouffe, who spent some time briefly with the Rays, and he does Talking Baseball with us. He's a friend at this point. He, you know, he had just that little bit of glimmer in his eye that he's like, Kluber and the Rays is like a match made in heaven. Like, it's all numbers and do this and execute it and you will be successful. I need to see it. And then, yeah, you look at their bullpen and it's all guys with ERAs in the ones and twos. So I want to see how their lineup sorts out. Wander Franco, like you mentioned, that guy's going to be a problem forever. Just get ready for that. It's funny to see G-Man balling again. Remember him and Cole? Like, get ready for one of those coming up. And then, yeah, I mean, dude, look at Manny Margot, Yandy Diaz, Harold Ramirez. Brandon Lau hasn't gotten going. It's another stat line that gave me the, like, what's going on in baseball this year? 206, 295, a 688 OPS. He's 112 OPS plus. In a normal year, that's like a below league average player. And he's currently 12% better than your average hitter. And he hasn't even started going.
That's Margot?
That's Lau.
Okay, can you give me B. Lau, right?
B. Lau.
Can you give me that slash line again?
206.
What would you rather, 206 or 286?
This year, 286.
Okay. Then what's the on-base percentage?
295.
381. You'd rather 381?
I'd rather 381.
Slugging?
393 slugging.
381.
Okay. And a 688 OPS.
762.
I'd rather that.
That's Austin Meadows. I was surprised. He's got the batting average and the on base are amazing. 286, 381, but no pop for Mets this year.
It's cold in Detroit.
Really cold.
He's used to playing in a dome, bro.
I mean, he's got two triples, no homers. I mean, Austin Meadows pops a couple homers and that slugging goes up.
Yeah.
Like that year is going to look, that's going to jump from a 762 OPS to an 850. Like if he just maintains this and then eventually runs into two homers. Meadows' numbers are going to look great.
Miss him. But, yeah, I mean, Lau.
Yeah, just got hot, too.
The Rays haven't played anyone in division, man.
Lau had been slumping hard. Lau and Arozarena, like, hadn't been going for them, but Margot's putting up an incredible season so far. So, yeah, the Rays are going to be there. It's just a matter of the Rays' success. The Rays are going to raise. Oh, my God, this is like, I feel like I just took a college philosophy class and didn't fall asleep. The Rays are going to raise.
Mm-hmm.
If the Yankees and Blue Jays are both to the level they're supposed to be, that means the Rays, I think, will be in third. If either of those teams slip up, whether injuries or slumps or something else, then the Rays climb the ladder.
I have a schedule watch update for you.
Bum, 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 bum.
I don't like, I kind of, the balanced schedules next year will be interesting. I really don't like the way this has started for all the NL East teams.
Schedule watch.
The Rays, Jake, have played three games against the Orioles and three games against the Red Sox, and that's all their in-division games.
That's crazy.
It's nuts, right? That's all of them. Baseball Reference is wrong. They only have one win against a team over 500. The Twins, they beat them once.
Okay.
They have a win against the White Sox. White Sox are exactly 500 now, so they're counting that, but I'm not.
Okay.
They're not over 500. They're 500. Yeah, they got to beat the Angels tonight, and they can do it.
Impossible.
They have 15 games. The Rays have 15 games against the Blue Jays and the Yankees in September. Half of the month of September will come against teams where, you know, standings-wise is worth double. So if they're on a heater, that can be great. If they're, like, down, they got a lot of chances to make it up. If they're struggling, that's a lot, man. That's a really odd schedule for them. It's a lot. 15 games. Where, let's see, the Yankees might have the same. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7, 8, 9. No, 9. Only 9 for the Yankees against the Rays and the Jays.
Rays and the Jays.
6 more. It's 2 more series.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing with the Rays is always like, what's their roster going to look like come that time of year between young guys and between, you know, sometimes they trade away their starting pitchers. Like Ryan Yarbrough has to have his bags packed. Like he's at that point in his career that if they see better innings for him elsewhere they would do that. And I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they're just the Rays. Brooks Raley out of their pen is nasty. J.P. Fireisen is having a big year. Kittredge went from, like, AAA call-up guy for them to their closer. So, yeah.
They played the Rays and Toronto played 9 times against each other in a – from the – which 25 minus 11.
14.
9 games in a 14-day stretch.
Tyler Wade.
In September.
Marwin Gonzalez.
They have a 5-game series with a doubleheader in
it. Love that.
That's going to be wild. I mean, as the Yankee fans, we're going to need split skis, I think.
Or.
No, I got the Yanks in first place, obviously.
Right.
And then they just split.
Well, if the Rays are like Yankees in first place, obviously.
Obviously.
Jays are 3 games behind.
So then they just make it up.
Rays are 6 games behind. So Rays take 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
And then it's just.
Yeah.
So we'll have rooting interest this summer, which is exciting.
September's going to be nuts. Remind me.
Timber.
Wake me up when September comes.
Wake me up. Orioles are pesky, but still not good. But better than the Red Sox right now.
Yeah, but.
I think the league would tell you that.
People that have played both teams? Yeah, I think so as well. Okay, that's around the division.
Around the globe.
Now for our next segment, DraftKings. Actually, this is mine. No, I'm not going to do that. People won't get the joke I was going to make. They'll just be annoyed by it. DraftKings, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. You can get $150 in free bets no matter what if you win or lose as long as you place a $5 bet on a team to win. I think the Yankees will win. So I'll bet $5 on them.
Yeah.
I get $200 in return in free bets when you sign up for the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And you use promo code JOMBOY. Bet $5, get $150 in free bets. No matter what happens on the field. I might have said 200, it's 150. That's promo code JOMBOY at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the Major League Baseball. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. MLB trademarks are used with permission. You want to guess the lineup?
Welcome back to Guess That Lineup. Yeah, I think so.
Tonight's game against the Toronto Blue Jays. They're facing off against Kikuchi, right?
Whoa. You say Kikuchi. Which, by the way, hopped on the Toronto radio station and they were having a passionate argument about the difference between Kikuchi's cutter and slider. And it was just beautiful baseball talk.
You joined them?
It was just beautiful.
For a show?
Yeah.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, it's Kikuchi and then Berríos versus Seve and Taillon. That's going to be fun.
So Kikuchi is a left-handed pitcher.
Yes.
So Gleyber will be starting from what we've learned.
Right.
He's been crushing lefties.
Good hint. Good
Ask
hint.
Ask Cole. Yeah. Now, Jake, do you think they're going to fucking... It's a lefty. Put DJ at the leadoff, please. They're not going to...
Yeah, I don't even know where they stand with Hicks's better side anymore because, like, the Blue Jays turned him around to the right side, and then the next series, I think the Guardians or someone turned him down to the left. So I don't even know where the league's at with Hicks's splits now. And my big thing, bat DJ leadoff.
He's better versus lefties right now, Hicks. He's got a 423 on base against lefties. So if I'm guessing the lineup, not what
and
I'm
you're
making.
You're guessing the lineup. That's the
I'm
game.
I'm not. The game isn't make the lineup. The game is guess the lineup. I'm guessing they're going to put Hicks leadoff. Are they in Toronto? Cool. Hicks leadoff. Which then is Judge. I deflated, dude. I don't want to make the lineup anymore. Put DJ lead off.
I'm going to make my lineup.
Just put him lead off. The last, wait, hold on. Okay. Okay. Yeah. The last 1, 2, 3, 4 lefties.
Yeah.
DJ batted lead off.
I've got DJ leading off.
Me too. I know it's guest lineup, but I'm making the lineup.
I've got DJ leading off.
Then you have Judge Rizzo, correct?
Judge Rizzo.
Then you have Stanton.
Stanton.
Mm-hmm. Then you have Donaldson.
Yeah, right.
Yep, then you have Glaber.
Sure.
Or do you have Hicks there?
That's where it gets interesting,
right? You might put Hicks there, then Glaber.
Do they even try to, like, sneak Hicks in front of Donaldson at some point? Another switch hitter?
I think they think Donaldson's putting together good ABs.
Gallo has the night off.
Translated.
Gallo. Yeah, you'd like to think. Have him go for Berríos tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, he has the good numbers off Kikuchi, right?
Who does?
Gallo.
He did have decent stats.
And I think he homered off him last week.
He got him last week, too?
I think that was like the... his first at bat back.
I remember last pregame show he was 2-for-7 with a homer off Kikuchi, so that would make him
2-for-3-for-9 with two homers. So maybe he's in. So
maybe Gallo's in.
Then Hicks would be out.
Do you go Towers outfield? Does that mean DJ at third, Glaber at second,
Donaldson DHing after he can run out? Maybe Donaldson has a sit day.
Does he have numbers versus Kikuchi?
Let me see. I'm on it already. Donaldson, 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Maybe it's a Donaldson sit day.
It's either Donaldson sit day or you go Towers outfield.
I think it's a Donaldson sit day. I mean, his last sit day was the doubleheader, which doesn't count because he played that day.
Right.
And they had some rainouts and stuff, but I might... I think I'm going to go DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton,
okay.
Glaber 5.
Slide him up.
All right. Then Gallo, Hicks, Kiner, Trevino. DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Glaber, Gallo, Hicks, Kiner, Trevino. That's what I'm going with. And Kiner's kind of got to get going. He's in a little bit of a slide right now.
Yeah, it's tough. All the Yankees numbers kind of are coming off the Texas series. I will go DJ LeMahieu.
Yes.
Playing third. Judge in center. Rizzo at first. Stanton in right. I'll go Donaldson DH against Kikuchi. I will go Hicks on the bench, so don't put him down. I'll go Gallo, or no, they go Glaber, Gallo, IKF. Oh, is there any Higgy Trevino stuff today? Where are we at with that? Higgy caught a good Cole game. I feel like we didn't talk about that, and that's half important.
Well, you know they love defensive run saved, right?
Yeesh.
And that's why they have opted to go for this combination of Higgy and Trevino.
And tomorrow's a day game. Has someone been paired with Tyone and Seve? Do they have their own dance partners?
I'm not sure about that, but I know Trevino caught the second game of the doubleheader and then yesterday's game, so I would guess.
Lean Higgy. Okay.
I would guess that means Higgy tonight. But that could also mean the opposite.
And, like, Higgy and Seve are boys.
Can I tell you something, though?
Yeah.
They love defensive run save from the catching position.
Yes.
We've heard this from the inside. We know it to be true. They have showed that they like it.
Yeah.
Higgy, so far in the season... negative.
Yeah.
Trevino, so far in the season, 4.
Yeah.
And has to kind of lead MLB, I think.
He especially does. By rate if they're splitting.
Yes.
Especially, like, yeah. DRS per so, whatever.
I think there's still sample size stuff, I think.
Still some searching,
of, some
but
of the
yeah.
Would give us that. But, yeah, I would go Higgy Sev, and then you go Tyone, Trevino. Oh, but Severino and Trevino.
Yeah, the Eno boys.
But I like BBD's back-to-back. Eno Saris. There. DM'd him today. Hot. Okay. Higgy, final answer for me.
Okay. Let's do it.
Stupid.
Let's win.
Stupid doesn't matter, but it is. Can we agree it's funny that Higgy leads the league in pass balls right now? It's 3 and the next guy is 2. Can we agree that's funny?
That's a little funny. That's a... Toronto radio show, they opened up with Yankees' biggest difference, no Gary, huh? And I was like, whoa. Like, I haven't really thought about that at all. But I know what you're saying, but no.
No.
We still like Gary.
Yeah, no. That's it, man.
Okay.
That's it. That's all.
We'll see you guys. Think there'll be a little pregame show later.
Maybe. And tomorrow we'll do a little recap of the two-game set.
Check out Baseball Today on AMP.
Make sure. Wow. Yeah, if you want more updates from around the league like we did today, Baseball Today, a show with Trevor Plouffe, Chris Rose. It is live on the AMP app, Amazon's live audio app. You can download it live on AMP. It's an app. I just did a show, morning show. People called me, chatted in. They do like a half-hour show, keeping you up to date on the biggest topics in baseball, and then they take callers for the back end. So check that out. It gets repurposed on YouTube and the podcast app if you can't join live, but if you want to be part of it, kill some time during the day, every day, 12:30 on AMP. Baseball Today. Thank you very much. Love ya. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.